Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we're looking at clouds to be on the increase. We will have a high, though, close to 60 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 55, 52 in Burlington, in Milwaukee, 48, and 54 in Racine. Be aware that the outdoor warning sirens are scheduled to sound at about 1:45 this afternoon and again tonight at about 6:45, all part of an exercise for Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week around the state. Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator is David Mack, who says a NOAA weather radio, that ought to be a required acquisition to being prepared, but it's not the only source of information. You're best to have multiple sources.
And they're relatively inexpensive. They're programmable, so you can program just Racine County. And although because I have responsibility for the entire county, I program Walworth County and Kenosha into my radio. Just in case storms are coming from that direction, I can have some advanced warning that something is coming.
When the sirens sound, again, it's all part of an exercise. Max says the public needs to be thinking, what if it were real and what should I do?
When there's a tornado warning issued, people really need to take cover. Don't run outside with a cell phone to videotape it, but go to your basement or the lowest floor possible to an interior room, hallway, or closet, and wait it out.
Mac reminds you that outdoor warning sirens, though, are meant to be heard outside, but not all communities have them, and sometimes they can fail. The sirens again to sound about 1:45 this afternoon and around 6:45 this evening. Just an exercise. ConAgra is the maker of Banquet frozen meals. It is recalling 27-ounce steak dinners based on consumer complaints and three reports of minor injuries. These meals have an expiration date of September 2019, and the company says likely many consumers have this product in their freezers. Anybody who bought Banquet's family-sized Salisbury steak dinners needs to either throw them out or return them to the store of purchase. All kinds of traffic problems in different parts of Caledonia due to utility and or road construction, leading to the question of whether east-west stop signs on 4 Mile Road and North Green Bay Road maybe ought to be installed. There was a meeting of the Public Works Committee. They talked about that and a whole bunch of other traffic-related problems to the construction situation. Village President Jim Dobbs felt that getting all the interested parties into the same room at the same meeting maybe could collectively decide what to do about the problems and all the complaints.
Because right now we have a big headache which started last Thursday or Friday. Everybody's got a ton of calls on, because I don't know if we've all thought through where all the signs are for road closures on 4 Mile and 5 Mile. And on the side streets, we're doing it piecemeal. So I want all the players involved here to talk about not only these stop signs that we're proposing today, if it makes sense, but all the things that we have going on the whole north side of town.
Village engineer Tony Bunkelman spoke against the stop signs. He felt they'd just make things worse. A contractor representative said that the problems include drivers simply doing whatever they want without concern for everybody else.
They sneak in, they sneak around the barrels, they get out of their cars and move our barrels. If you want to open the businesses, it has to be enforced, because we can't do it. They're not going to listen to us.
And they're not truthful with us either.
Then they're saying that we're cussing at them. The engineer was standing there when the complaint went to the DOT yesterday. I mean, first of all, it's a lie. Second of all, he wasn't supposed to be there in the first place.
Right.
So if it's not enforced, I can't do anything other than close it and let the police through, fire through the buses, because I can't sit and ask where they're going.
Stop signs rejected on 4 Mile Road, but the committee did support greater communication with the public in advance on the village's website about project work and affected specific roads. Local fire departments had a very busy situation yesterday afternoon with both fires and traffic accidents. City fire crews in Racine went out to a home in the 1500 block of Crabapple Drive. A house fire reported there. The owner, burning some brush, discovered the insulation under the siding had also caught fire, and then came word the wall inside the home was also burning. Additional units were sent to that location to help. The damage estimate came to about $60,000. Fortunately, though, nobody got hurt. Summers Fire Rescue personnel dispatched to a multi-vehicle crash in the 5700 block of Washington Road. The report was one person was trapped in a vehicle that was just east of Green Bay Road. Several Kenosha County fire departments just before 2 o'clock sent out to a field fire, this in the 8500 block of 247th Avenue. On-scene reports had that fire not close, however, to any buildings. And in the latest in a series of recent grass fires, this on Highway 50 in Bristol, fire command there said that nearby homes were being protected as the flames were spreading in what had been some very dry conditions all around southeast Wisconsin. The Racine City Plan Commission supports moving ahead with amending the current ordinance on short-term rentals, or what's also known as a tourist rooming house, but for which online groups like Airbnb have gained all kinds of attention lately. Development Director Matt Sadowski explained the definition of short-term rentals, those offered for a fee less than 29 consecutive days. The intent with the amended ordinance to include making this a self-regulating situation.
So we're providing the definitions out there, the conditions under which they can be operated, and they would not need to be coming into the Plan Commission for review or approval. Bed and breakfast, they have to come into us. We did not want to establish that type of process for these much lower key short-term rentals.
Mayor Corey Mason noted that this has come up in a number of different ways as the world keeps changing, and in his words, we need to change our laws to reflect it.
There already is a state law that governs whether it's VRBO or Airbnb or whatever it might be, but our local ordinances hadn't kept up with that, so there was confusion.
Plan Commission offered no discussion, recommended that proposed ordinance amendment on short-term rentals go to the council for a public hearing. Meanwhile, a requested conditional use permit for replacing a static display sign with a new electronic message board outside the North Point United Methodist Church on Erie Street in Racine, that was recommended for approval as well by the Plan Commission, with some time out, fine-tuning of the proposal as it looks at all hours of the day and what colors ought to be on display. Staff proposed a black background with a single color lettering. Deputy Development Director Sadowski noting it's the same background as the commission has supported with past signs in residential areas. But Pastor Don Francis talked about different colors conveying different types of messages.
So I hope you'll consider some flexibility or exemptions to the proposed ordinance. My GPS operates with a white background during the daytime and a black background at night. Maybe you could consider the difference between daytime and nighttime.
Commissioner Tom Durkin concerned, though, about just having a black sign background.
And I get it if it's at night, but as you know, we heard, the technology can account for that. So if we're restricting this particular application to a black background, singular color, then for whatever it's worth, my opinion, maybe I may have a hard time being in favor of that.
Plan Commission supported the amendment to allow any single color on any color background during the daytime. The black nighttime background, though, until the sign has to be off. The ordinance now says between 10 p.m. and 7 in the morning. The conditional use permit recommendation goes to the council. A 48,000 square foot privately funded athletic training facility attached to the south side of Burlington High School being proposed by the school's athletic association. MyRacineCounty.com says it would include a fitness center, basketball courts, wrestling mats, and more. The proposed facility would be similar in scope to the gym addition that was part of the referendum the district voters defeated last year, but this one would be funded by donors, not by taxpayers. And several local schools are going to be receiving some trees, thanks to a little promotion that involved the Milwaukee Bucks and the American Transmission Company. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
This is the second year ATC has participated in the Trees for Threes campaign, donating funds to plant trees based on the number of three-pointers made at the BMO Harris-Bradley Center by the Bucks. This year, the Bucks made 343 three-pointers, the second highest number during home games in franchise history. 83 schools across the area will receive trees, including Case High School and John Paul II Academy in Racine, Jefferson and Grant Elementary and Hillcrest Schools in Kenosha, and Washington Caldwell School in Waterford. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
WRJN.com. That's our webpage where we keep our newscasts in podcast form. They're in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.